Hey guys, again. You don't hear from me for weeks, then you get two in one day. I just want to talk about the guide dogs and being reported thing. Touchwood never been reported, as far as I'm aware, which I'm sure I would be, by the members of the public. However, I have been threatened to be reported, and I have had people shout at me for whether it's been a correction that I've done with one of my dogs, or I won't let them say hello to somebody or another dog. You know, and initially when I was first qualified with my first dog, I was quite timid. I know that's hard to believe to anyone, but as a guide dog owner, because you're out there, you know, you're told you're in training, you're representing guide dogs as an association, blah, 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 blah. You kind of get that whole, oh, I must let people stroke him because they might donate, da, da, da. And that's kind of a wrong thing to be thinking about, and I'm not like that. In fact, I've probably done a complete 180. So now I'm less likely to let anyone stroke my dog while it's A, in harness, or B, on its lead. Unless we're in kind of a situation where it's appropriate. So if they're at my house, or if we're in a park and the dog's free running. But my current dog's not very people orientated anyway. He'd rather be... He's very me focused. Like he likes to be with me a lot. Doesn't mean I won't leave him though. So I know there was like this whole kind of thing about being reported for leaving your dog or whatever. I have left my dogs. Bailey obviously was with me a lot longer. I've only had Bertie a year, but if I was going out for the night, I'm going to a loud kind of place and I, you know, wouldn't be using the dog or whatever, then I would less likely take them. If, for example, I had gone shopping beforehand, then went out for something to eat, then obviously they would be with me. But, you know, if I'm going to a concert, so I'm going to a concert in July, I won't be taking my guide dog because that would be cruel because it's loud and, you know, it's not appropriate for him to be there. He will be left at home. But things like the other week, I was walking to the tram stop and I was getting Bertie to find the curb to cross the line. And this woman was like, oh, hello, doggy. Normally he doesn't care, but there must be something about her that he was like, oh, I want to say hello. And he tried to kind of get excited. And I was like, no, 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 straight to the curb. And she's like, what do you mean no? And I was like, well, he's working, so you can't stroke him. Well, and I think you're really rude. And I'm like, whoa. I didn't actually say anything to her because I was quite shocked after 8 hours of work. It was like, what? Wait, how am I rude? But I wasn't going to get into her. She didn't seem very reasonable anyway. She walked off waiting for herself. So, you know, there's been other times when I was in a queue once with my previous guide dog and this woman was stroking him. And I was like, sorry, please, can you not stroke the dog? He is working. Because I had a lot of issues with, not issues as in I couldn't handle, but he was very people orientated and people just look at him and he'd be like, oh my God, I must go say hi. And that's difficult, you know, especially if you're trying to do other things. So eating or, you know, I had a guy actually like get him out from under a table once and I was like, no, you can't be doing that. We're trying to eat and I need him to behave himself. I've had issues at work where, not my colleagues, but people have been stroking him. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. He's a working guide dog. And people think when the harness is off, then they have free rein of our dogs. But they don't, because when I'm in work, I'm concentrating on what I need to be doing. I can't then have my concentration divided between what I need to be doing and if my dog's like rolling around on the floor getting tummy tickles from some stranger. You know, so it's a little bit like, oh my gosh, like please don't. And one thing I've been doing is I've actually been leaving him in our break room, and he's got a nice bed in the break room. He's not like, I don't just leave him there. And he's been quite happy to kind of stay in there when it's really busy at work. Because that way I can concentrate on what I need to do. I know he's safe upstairs. I know that one of the guys can always say to me, okay, Bertie's getting a bit stressed now. Can you come and see him? Or can you come and get him or whatever? And then he can come back with me. But, you know, that's my choice, and that's taken me a while to get to that point, but it's working so far. And it is hard, you know, I can't be educating random people, the public, when I'm trying to do my job, because that's not fair, and that's not how it should be. A guide dog enhances your life, not infringes on it. And my dogs do enhance my life. But I think there's a lot of lack of education. I think the reasons we get this kind of, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, or I can't believe you just did that to your dog, or I can't believe you just told your dog off. Like, you know, I've sometimes, you know, if any of my dogs have kind of been distracted, then walked me into something, I'm going to give them a correction. You know, I'll kind of tap the thing. I usually smack it with my hand and go, watch. Because obviously there's got to be some kind of repercussion for them, because otherwise they'll just keep doing it. And I've had, don't tell him off. And I'm like, wait, yes, I need to tell this dog off. He's just been naughty. And there's this lack of education and this lack of knowledge about how a guide dog does work. And sometimes we don't have that time to educate people, which is why we go out and do talks. And I think sometimes that kind of, you know, I try and address that when I do talks with people and say, you know, look, we're not being cruel if we, you know, obviously if you see someone kicking a dog, or, but things like a handle check or a lead check, if you don't have a gentle leader on, or, you know, a quick vocal kind of correction, that's totally okay. Like, yes, they are brilliant dogs, but they are still dogs and they still make mistakes. I just kind of wanted to add that to the equation, because I think it's so upsetting if anyone reports you or even shouts at you. You know, people kind of telling me that, oh, you're being cruel. And I'm like, no, you can't stroke the dog. And they're like, yeah, I've gotten a lot better at doing that, but that is the hardest thing as a guide dog owner to do. Like, no, please do not touch my dog. And sometimes I feel like I have to growl at them sometimes. Anyway, hope everyone's having a great Tuesday.